All right, we're going to go ahead and continue our availabilities. We're now joined by Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Ford for Team Penske. We'll go ahead and open up to questions. We'll try to get as many as we can. We'll start with Jordan, and we'll go to Zach and Bob.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. No Jonathan this weekend. Baby watch, right?
Had his girl. So, so he's not here this weekend. So, Tony Palmer, my engineer, is going to be on the box, and Travis Geisler is going to be up there as well.
No concerns or anything? Pretty straightforward?
Oh, no, not at all. Tony's great. Obviously works with Jonathan, every single weekend and through the week. And obviously Travis Geisler being, kind of competition director, right? Ex-crew chief, he knows everything. So, really comfortable with those guys. So happy Jonathan can, be there for the birth of his daughter and enjoy his time at home and take that all in. So looking forward to working with those guys this weekend. They'll be great.
We'll go to Zach and then to Bob and then to Kelly.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Excuse me. Ryan, how do you evaluate what the season has been so far for this 12th team? It's strong run in Martinsville, it seemed like. But just how do you evaluate what the season has been so far for you guys?
fairly decent, I think. I feel like we've had the first quarter of this season go better than last year, really, at this time. Fairly decent runs. I feel like we haven't really been in, besides last week, I thought I could have won last week. I had the speed to do it, but I feel like before that, we did a good job of stringing together, a handful of top fives, kind of running up towards the front, maybe not leading a ton of laps like at Vegas. Or I feel like if I could have got there at Martinsville, I had a really good car at the end of that race, but I just could never get there too far back at the end. But I think we've been getting better. I was pleased with the performance from Vegas to Texas. I thought we made a big improvement on our mile and a half program. I felt good last week. I felt on par with the 45 and the 11 and the 9 last week. Honestly, I felt a little better than 9 last week. I passed them a couple times throughout that race, and it was unfortunate we didn't get a race for it at the end. But I feel like our direction of our team's in the right spot right now, obviously trying to get things a little bit better. But I'm happy with the progress we've made. Hopefully we can continue to make that progress.
I guess on the note of last week, have you spoken with Priest about that contact?
Yeah, we had marshmallows the other night at a Ford team building event, and we've talked, and we're past it. We're all good.
We'll go to Bob, then to Kelly.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Was Jonathan involved in all the prep for this week? So yeah. The only thing you're missing is him here.
Yeah, he was involved in everything. I mean, and he's calling in for the race, so he'll be in those guys' ear. But involved in prep. Like normal, just not here.
Do you guys have a? Assume you have a command center, so will he be there?
Yeah.
Okay. And Chase Elliott asked him on the last lap, does he plan for the race to go to the finish, or whether there could be a wreck? How does he balance that? And he said we should ask you because it seems like you know what to do here.
I don't know. You never can predict it. I've always had that in my head. It's you can sit around and predict favorites for these races for here in Daytona, and that's trying to guess the lottery. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen. My mindset, I've just always tried to stay in the game and just be in a position to try to capitalize at the end of the race. And we've been fortunate here the last handful of times here to have a shot to at least, run up front and have a shot to win the race. And sometimes you don't win the race, but at least just giving yourself a chance. So it's just, good fortune, good strategy, good communication to try to find yourself up here. I mean, it's so weird, the two different speedways. Like Talladega, we can't seem to do any wrong the last few years here. We've been second, won a couple of them, and just have had good runs. And then Daytona, I seem to knock the fence down every time I go there. So, and it's none of our doing. So I have no idea. It's just the product of speedway racing. And hopefully we have good fortune tomorrow. But just do all we can to try to find ourselves up front and have the right strategy. And that's really all you can do. And try to make the right decisions at the end of the race. That's part of it.
We'll go to Kelly, then to Lee, then to Steven, then to Marshall.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Ryan, should we expect tomorrow more of the same aggressive fuel saving like we saw in the Daytona 500?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be much different. It's unfortunate that's just kind of how it is now. I mean, it's just you're saving gas to take less gas than the other people on pit road, you know, and you're going to make more time up that way than you are sometimes on the racetrack. So, especially if you have these green flag stops here, you know, it's pretty important. So, I don't necessarily enjoy it. I know people don't enjoy watching fuel saving. But it's just kind of what it is nowadays on these speedways and who can take less gas than the other guy. And, that's just part of it. So I don't know how to fix it. Put 5 gallon fuel tanks in them or something. I don't know, but, yeah, I don't know if you'll see maybe as aggressive, like at Daytona, that one run when me and Bell were leading the pack, it was really slow. Like we were running slower than qualifying. I don't know if you'll see that aggressive because I think guys have like realized that now and they'll just push the pace and just kind of go from the back to the front. Cause you can go from the back to the front easy. If you're running 4 seconds off the pace, saving gas, you can just get the third lane rolling and move. So, I think now everyone's gotten used to it. I think people have figured out how to counter it. And so you might see kind of an interesting deal there that we're kind of in this weird spot. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys are going to be saving gas. So,
given how strong the Fords are at the super speedways and coming into this weekend, the manufacturer being winless, does this feel like almost a must-win for the organization, kind of an opportunity race to stop the bleeding, I guess, as Kevin Harvick said earlier this week?
Yeah, I don't really think it's a must win. I mean, I haven't really sat around this week thinking of it that way. Yeah, it's a good opportunity for us to win because we've been strong at these speedways and we usually all work really well together on these things to try to get a blue oval in victory lane. But no, I don't think it's a must win. I mean, it would be nice, obviously, and it would give a good shot of life, you know, for sure. Since, you know, Ford hasn't won this year, but I just think you got to stick to your normal plan. Hey, we're pretty good at these things. Let's just try to do our job again and see if we can get one in victory lane. But, yeah, not a must win, I don't think.
We'll go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Catchments.com and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. You had your career best finish at Dover last year and your first top five, and I'm kind of wondering what clicked or, you know, what was it about last year compared to your other 12 starts that, you know, it kind of took you that long to get on the podium?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't really know. I thought we were good all weekend there, and I feel like Dover's always, at least since I've been on the Cup side of Penske, like a struggle racetrack for us, for our cars, like whatever we do as a group just doesn't really suit that place as good. So we've been really trying a lot of things to try to figure out, okay, what can we do different? And I know our group went, our three cars went with a pretty different mindset on each car, each team to try to figure out, all right, how can we, you know, run better at this racetrack and be more competitive? And our group just kind of hit it, you know, and had a pretty decent day and was able to run in top five pretty much the whole day, really all 400 laps around that thing. So hopefully we can take what we learned last year and apply it and be able to string together good runs for all of us. And all three of us running towards the front and continue to get better. So a little bit of kind of me changing some things up there and then us kind of trying some different stuff that just happened to work out last year.
And what do you think about the Bubba Baby news? I mean, the drums, he's going to kind of have to curtail those for a while.
Yeah, that was exciting to be a part of. It's one of those things you had to keep a secret for a little bit longer than you wanted to and let them announce it, obviously. But no, it's great. I'm happy for he and Amanda. They're great people and really excited for their next chapter. I told Gianna, I was like, all of our friends are having babies. When are we gonna pop one out here? So got to get married first. If it was up to me, she'd already be about ready to get one out. But she doesn't want to be pregnant for the wedding, so... We got to wait, but I'm egging her on, but yeah, we'll see. Yeah, hey, I mean, I ain't getting any younger.
We'll go to Steven.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Ryan, obviously, you know, we've all talked about, you know, Ford still trying to get on the board and get in victory lane in 2024. There's only been three teams, three organizations this year that have won races. Hendrick has won 4 of 5. Gibbs has won three out of the other four. How much is that people falling behind Hendrick and Gibbs, and how much is that just, you know, them finding a little increment more than everyone else has within the third year of the next gen car.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, those two groups have fired off the season really good and have been super fast with all their teams, early this year. And I don't know if, like, falling behind and them finding stuff, I feel like it kind of can go into the same category. Like, you know, teams find things all the time, and they found some good stuff over the winter, and they were able to apply it earlier this year and be the two best teams. But, you know, it's that cycle I always talk about of you never know when teams are going to find a little bit something else, you know, and kind of start challenging, and you never know. In my position, I hope that happens with our group, right? And I think we're onto something. I think we're getting a little better to run with those guys. But, yeah, I mean, they've done a good job in the winter to try to figure out how to maximize their potential early this year. And now it's up to us to try to figure out our side and say, hey, where are we getting beat? How can we continue to get better? And that's really all we can do at this point is try to point out areas to where we're getting beat by those cars, and focus in on those areas and try to figure out how can we improve in those spots that we are getting beat in. So it's a tough process. I wish it happened faster than what it does, but it's a lot of work to try to figure those things out, especially with this car. It's little things go a long way, so you hope to find those things. But I think we're gaining in on them. So.
And in the first 2 years of the next-gen car, we saw a bunch of parity, a bunch of different organizations, a bunch of different drivers winning. Now that we've got about 2 years of data with this thing, and you know, no one's necessarily flying blind into it and occasionally stumbling into something anymore, do you think it's going to become more normal now for there to be a distinct group of teams at the top that are just dominating as opposed to a bunch of different teams winning throughout the year?
Yeah. I mean, it gets... Yeah, I feel like the more kind of reps you get with something, right? Like with this car, it's the third year of it. The more reps you get with it, the more it gets separated, you know? I feel like the first year where it when it fires off, it's new to everybody, and so you never know who's going to hit on it. You know, there's a lot to learn still. And when you have a lot to learn and tons of areas where you can improve, anyone can hit it on any given weekend, you know, no matter what kind of team, you know. So I feel like that made a huge parity. And now this time, you know, kind of as we're third year into it, teams are figuring out kind of all the maximums that they can get, you know, and it gets harder and harder to separate yourself, and it gets harder to kind of make ground up, I feel like. And that's just with everything. I mean, it's new things are easy to mess up. So you see a lot of teams messing it up on the weekends of like missing it by a mile. But as you get used to it, that gap just closes, you know, and everyone gets more comfortable with it. And you kind of start seeing what you're talking about is like you kind of have your teams that figured it out and they separate themselves. But I don't know. It's hard to tell. You never know what's going to happen. But I hope they just don't run away with this thing, those two groups. I have a feeling they won't. I think everyone will kind of figure out what they're doing or figure out something for them their teams to improve.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cool.
We'll take one final question down here from Marshall.
Marshall Smith, same for the Center for Sports Analytics. Through the years, how has analytics helped your performance on the track?
What type of analytics?
Just any kind of analytics.
I have no idea. It's fun to look at. I enjoy looking at some of that stuff when I see it on social media every now and then. I like the 50 lap. I don't know who does that. Do you do that? The 50 lap, like lap mean or something like that after the race? Someone on Twitter does it. But analytics, I don't really look at that stuff. Things change and stuff like that. I guess the best thing you can look at on that side is like driver's best finishes at each track, right? It might help you who's going to be competitive this weekend. But for me, no, I have too much to worry about of how do I go fast myself. So, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck this weekend. You can leave that on. We're going to continue our availabilities for today. A number of drivers will be coming in from now through qualifying. So, please speak to them if you need to. Drivers, if you guys want to come up to the front, we'll get you guys situated.